The one on the left, the first one gets cut off in the middle, and the second one is complete, but we did see the second one last year, so I want to see the first one. And even though it's going to kind of leave us hanging, but it's still, it introduces us to some concepts that are very important. And then what we'll do is we'll probably get into the second one partially. A little Hazara. That's rolling? Ready to?
Yeah.
Okay. Doing its thing. Lech lecha, you want to look at what's happening? Lech lecha, me'ark lecha, etc. El ha'oretz asher ar'eka. Leave, say, go to yourself from your land, to the land that I will show you. V'leholon kesiv, and later on it says, v'ya'avur avram bo'oretz ad mekom shechem. That Abraham passed through the land until the place of Shechem.
Elon Emor. It's like mentioned in each one of the parashas.
It's really a central place.
It's mentioned in Noah, right. As part of the bracha for Shechem.
Shechem Echad, there you go. Shechem Echad, Aleph Echad, right.
Yeah. And
it's in the news this week, so. Elo Neimore Vagmani Yazvorez. I'm trying to understand why these two signs of designation for the place. Makom Shechem, the Elo Neimore. These are two designations. These certainly would be enough to have one. We're not going to get to answer those questions because the Maamar leaves off in the middle. V'od lahavin halo Torasenu hakadosha hi noheges b'chaleis v'idan. Our Torah is alive at all times. It's applicable at all times. U'mora lanu derech la'avodesa yisbar ha'shemah. And is teaching us a way to serve God in our time. So what are we being taught here? Hine yadua ikur kavanas b'riyas ha'adam shenivra ba'olam hazeh. It is known the essence of the persons coming into this world. The yiridas ha'neshama ha'ramas alamakam choshech, and the descent of this lofty soul into a place of darkness, meaning our world. Hulatakin es kol echad es hanitzotzim hakadoshim hashayachim b'shorosh nishmasa. It's for each individual to be masakin, to fix those precious holy sparks that are relevant and that are connected to his soul. So there's a certain amount of tikkunim that a person has to do here. Areas of kedusha that I only and only I can do. And that you and only you can do. And that's why we're here. And when our neshama interacts with the world, Bezras Hashem, it will then extract the holiness from those encounters and situations and bring them to their place. Very nice mimer, which I overheard Boruch and Howard Chaim Kuna learning this week from the Siva Shalom, which I had to take a look at in the beginning of Lech Lecha about a person's fulfillment of their personal task here in the world. First mind we're left with that in the Siva Shalom. So he says it now in his terms of to be misakein those nitzotzos hakadoshim. Asher yadua.
Is or nitzotzos?
Both are.
Why is that?
Either it's one of those words that either way is okay. There are such words. Or else one of them correct and one of them isn't, and they're just printing it like this, and I don't know which one is.
Or right. Maybe he has Kavanah Stavka for the Nekeva Sparks.
Right.
Right. That's what we're doing there. Yeah, four hours from my board.
Okay, so each person comes into the world. His neshama leaves its high place in Shemayim, comes into this darkness of earth to be misaking those sparks that are nogeya, that are relevant for them. Asher yodua nesvorim kadosh. Now he gives a little Kabbalistic background to this concept. Shehoya bona olamos umakrivan. One, that Hashem built worlds and destroyed them. Shehoya bechinas olam hatohu. There is something called the world of tohu, the world of emptiness, of confusion, of desolation. Vehein bechinas zayin malchin kadmoin. They're also called the seven kings of old, the naflu bishviras hakelim, which fell down during the breaking of the vessels. Vehein bechinas rapach nitzutzen, and that's the 288 sparks, shenaflu lamata. 88. Rapach. Shavira, and these sparks are broken and they need to be fixed. Vecholon yonim, and they're present in all things. Now, if you want to ask me to explain those terms, please don't ask me because I can't. But I can tell you that those are the background in Kabbalah's forum about how these nitzotzim came into being. These holy sparks that need to be lifted and rectified, they came into being through this process of Hashem creating worlds and destroying them, something called Shviras HaKelim, Olam HaTohu, which was a process toward the creation of our world that allowed for things to be imperfect and then fixed again. The concept of Olam HaTohu and Olam HaTikun spiritually, that there was a place where Hashem, so to speak, created a desolate place, a place where things are chaos. And then, following that, there was an Olam HaTikun, which meant that chaos was rectified and clarity and order was brought into reality. So the fact that that happened spiritually, because when it says here that God made worlds and destroyed them, that's not a physical thing. It means spiritually, Hashem made certain worlds, destroyed them, and then once again repaired them. That made, because that happened in Ruchnius, that made the impression for our world, the physical world, to be susceptible and open to those kinds of things. So there's an idea of something being broken and fixed in spiritual worlds, in Ruchnius, and therefore it applies in our life. And this concept is the idea, are the basic ideas behind it. Now, also, I was stressing that this occurred in Ruchnius because some people bring that Chazal as a proof that there were worlds before our worlds, a human life before this life. It's not so. That's a misunderstanding of this Chazal. Bora Olamos en Machrivim is a spiritual process. It's not a physical process. And it was part of the creation of this world. It led up to the creation of the physical world and allowed the possibility of disrepair and then tikkun. Because that happened in Ruchnius, it can happen in Gashmius.
Where do we learn that
this forum that bring this down, the one I could guide you to is the Ramchal, in one of his forums, the Sefer HaKlalim, talks about this as a spiritual process. He says it openly. But others for him too, but that's the one that's the most accessible. Yeah.
I think I mentioned who is Trellis says about last Sunday, the first day that we begin to repart the special time, is Rosh Hashanah or Ma'olam HaTikun.
Which is a very beautiful word. Yes, John? Mm-hmm. They're big. They're really big.
Yeah. They're not broken enough.
They're not teeny tiny little sparks.
No, I mean, I'm saying that, like we say, there are 613
right.
But those
mixtures,
you know,
make
them a
spark. Right. All kinds of subdivisions and categories. Same thing here. A general, they're called the Rapach Nitzutzen, that's their general terminology, yeah, but there's many, many, many subdivisions of those Nitzutzen. Thousands
million.
Upon thousands, right?
Millions. Okay, now we got one.
Right. Although that is what's happening over history. we're gradually being misaking one after the other after the other, until ultimately there's the complete secret. There could be somebody who would say it, but I've never heard such a thing said, and it probably are people who know, you see, they should really let me know kind of where we stand, but those things are not usually given over for mass conception.
I've read some reference to 974, basically generations pressed forward in creation. Created did not create them.
Right.
And there's a thousand generation being Right.
I don't know if that's the same idea as this one idea, or it's coming from a different perspective. I'm familiar with it, but not enough to say how it fits into this.
It only made me think about it, because I think it references it. Because of what happened, it was creation, non-creation.
Right.
It came into the world that by problems, each generation is spread out,
right.
And something has to be repaired.
Right, that's the idea. That is this idea. Yeah.
But Rabbi, I've never seen the idea here. Rafa, it suits him that I noticed it's a letter Tara up in this.
I didn't see that. No, but is that the same spelling? Is Tara there with a the S? I don't remember.
We talked about Josh mentioned a little earlier about the Rosh Hashanah being at a Rosh Hashanah. Why is it not considered among an addition? You know, there are five different Rosh Hashanah, you know, each year for different aspects. Why is that not a fifth one included?
I don't know why. And it could be that it's just, you know, a concept from Torah and Mister hidden things that's not so well known.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The Adam who mibachinas olam hativa. We, the human being, we come from this realm called the realm of tikkun, that we have the ability to repair and improve what's here. Asher al yado, that by means of the human being, yitukanu habachinas hanitzotzim mihashvira. These sparks that were broken and sent into different places, they can be elevated by us. These alu l'sharasha, back to their source. Al yidei sheyitahir es bechinas shevamidos tivi. We do this by purifying our own natural character traits, the traits that go from chesed through malchus, the nefesh habahamis shalom, that are contained within our nefesh habahamis, the hagimel levushin, and through the three garments called Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, thought, speech, and action. Now, for a more thorough explanation, you look at the Sefer HaTanya, the first number of Prakim, and he talks about these inyanim. But the idea is that we have these midos that are part of our personality, and we act out into the world the process of Tikkun HaMidos. When we do that, when we fix ourselves, then the mela, something in the universe corresponding, is fixed as well. That's the connection that a human being has to the Bria. Then the levush, meaning the garment, the way this process presents itself is by how we think, by how we speak, and by how we act. It's ultimately tikkun hamidos somehow have to be expressed through one of those three levushes. Anything that a person could possibly do, think, speak, or act, is included in these three levushim and in those seven midos. And through the way we fix ourselves and use those three levushim, the sparks are then lifted up. Those sparks which had previously been broken, bihislapshus becholin yone gashmi, and this occurs in their being, I'm going to say, disguised and held within the physical world. In other words, we can't accomplish this without interacting with the physical world. We can't say I'm not going to get involved in the world. The only way to be misaking these things is through involvement in the world. Now granted, that can be any number of things for any different person. For one person, it could be learning all day long. That's involvement in the world. For another person, it could be doing mitzvahs, going to work, whatever it might be, or a combination of the above. But the idea is that we're here in the world, and only here, in our physical form, can these mitzvahs be repaired. Behine. Ba'ufen behina shatikun. That's the first concept, and that's the background. In terms of the manner of tikkun, how we're going to actually do this, yesh shnei panim. There are two faces, there are two facets. Hanikra b'sforim hakadoshim, b'chinas ishapcha, u'b'chinas iskapia. One is called ishapcha, which means to overturn or to transform. The other is called iskapia, which means to subdue. Hen ha'alef, the first face, the first facet, Hayoser Na'alem, this is the higher level, and the truth is it's a level of tzaddikim.
This is Ishapcha,
right,
Ishapcha. That's the level.
That's the higher level. First he's going to address the higher level. Mi Shematza Chayin Be'enei Hashem, the person who has found favor in God's eyes. V'zacha L'Ishapcha Chashucha L'Nahora. And they have been zoche to transform darkness into light, umarira lemiska, and bitter into sweet. What does that mean? Hainu, shehafach es hara, the nefesh habahamis l'tov. That they actually took that born-in inclination toward ra, which we have as people, it's part of our nefesh habahamis, and they take that inclination and they completely change it over to Tov. So the drives that they have in life, which were at one time more base, they're now completely elevated. They're not overcoming their drives. They did that. They're changing the most basic motivations and driving force in a human being, changing them into Tov. That's a big madrega.
Chashuva and Nora is Rosh Hashanah's chayim.
Okay. Ayyidei shegiresh es hara umoes b'chol ta'anuge olam hazeh b'tachli tamir. By driving out ra, the person completely drove ra away. They completely detested the enjoyments of this world in the ultimate fashion, which means to say that they would never use this world for the sake of anything but serving God, and any involvement in Olam Hazeh, which did not serve their Avodas Hashem, would be detestable in their eyes, and they truly despise it. U'mahapech kol ahavasa rak la'avas avore. And the only thing that they do with their love is they are completely transformed in love for Hashem. That drive in human being of love, for them it's attached to God only. Ad shabol the madregas ahava rabba b'chinas ahava b'tanugim, so that they reach that high level called ahava rabba and also ahava b'tanugim, also discussed in the time. Now that doesn't mean they don't love their wife and their children and their parents. They do, but it's all part of their overall ahavas Hashem, the ultimate being they love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means everything they love in their life is completely for and towards Avas Hashem. That's Ishatzofa.
This world detestable, that's to themselves.
For its own sake.
Right, but
it doesn't mean they detest Olam Hazeh if Olam Hazeh is in the service of Olam Haba.
Right, but I'm saying for themselves, they're not that cessation was not projected onto somebody else.
Onto another human being? No, for sure not.
Where they're holding. Right. The other human being is not at that level.
Right. So, I mean, we know that from, you know, great tzaddikim that they're makabel, kol yisrael bi'ahava.
Yeah,
except where another Jew is at.
Can you elaborate here on what you call some Madrigas Aparam?
This is it, that one is so completely in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that their life is filled with that. This really is the concept.
Is he going to contrast them and that with Abbas Al?
He does in the Tanya, but he doesn't do it here. Right, he does it there, yeah. V'chein b'chol hamidos, likewise with every midah, every born-in personality trait and drive, Hafach osam l'tov mamish, this person transformed them to good. Ve'ein sorach lomar, it's not even necessary to say, shehabechinas levushin shalo, that the garments, meaning the things that his midos get displayed in or presented in, machshava, dibur, umaisa, thought, speech, and action, ein bohem shum dofi, they have nothing improper about them. V'zeh Nikra Bechinas Ha'aloas Hamidos. This is called lifting up the Midos. Asher Kolmida Ra'a Humala L'Sharasha. That he takes every negative character trait, transforms it into positive, and lifts it up. L'Hishdamish Ba'Bilti La'Hashem Levada, and uses everything they have at their disposal as human beings only for God. V'zeh Nikra Bechinas Ishapatha. This is called Ishapcha. Baltanya writes that this is the level of Tzadikim and Tzadikim Gemurim, that they've completely changed over everything about them into Avodas Hashem.
As opposed to the Beinonim.
Which have not.
Which he's going to
take. Right. We're going to get like a couple lines before it gets, you know, cut off, but we'll take the few lines.
But in the Sefer Tanya.
Yes, he goes into that very, very much in detail, yeah, where the person is constantly in a state of battle.
So I learned recently that the Sefer Noam Elimelech is called the Safran Shel Tzadikim, and is somewhat, and that was sort of in the context of contrasting with the Sefer HaTanya.
Not familiar with that, no. It's a very interesting idea, but I'm not familiar with it. Okay. Pen Habez, the second facet of Avodah, who Mishalohi Giali Bechinas Yishapa. For those unfortunate few who have not reached that level of Yishapa.
You know, I can't understand this part at all because I'm already there.
You could just leave the room. You
know, I left the room. I came back too early. I apologize.
You didn't need to learn this.
Right, you know. I can teach you, but I'll be quiet.
Shelo gire shara mikirbo, that person did not drive ra out of themselves. Raku betukfo, but the ra is still there in all its strength. They have the Yetzer Hara, it's doing all kinds of things to persuade them, to entice them, to push them. Kid told us so. Just as it was when this guy was born and growing up. He didn't get rid of his ra. This is most people. 99%.
What do you mean, just like he was born?
Not to say that a person is born with certain mitos.
Oh, okay.
And those mitos are still there. They were there when you were a kid. They're there when you're a teenager. They're there when you're an adult. No, they take different forms and different shapes. But they're there. Unless a person was zoche to completely drive them out and transform them to tov.
Can you define the word
takko? Takko means in its full strength, like the word tokeh, its power. Mm-hmm.
And is that the same word as like in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, tekeh bumiyah, they would say?
I don't know if it's the same word or not. Takifa as juxtaposition, I'm not sure if it's the same shoresh. Raku kofe es haralata, but this fell, the second guy, yeah, all those drives are there, but he's kofet. He's able to overcome them. He's subdued. He doesn't give in. So it's there in its full force. He's in constant battle, like the Ramchal says, it's a milchama between the neshama and the guf. Hein b'bechinas hamidos, both in terms of his character traits and his personality, v'hein b'bechinas hagimel levushin, and also in terms of his thought, speech, and action. But it's all there. The battle is raging. But he's able to constantly overcome
and constantly go into the battle and really go in and be victorious over his negative drives. And that's also a madriga, right? Because now we're talking about somebody who is in the midst of struggle, but they win. That's called, just one second, that's called iskafia. You're kofed, you subdue, you overcome. Alkein matsanu, adkan matsanu, now the printer is saying, this is the only part of the mimer that we have. V'hemshecha mimer neva, the rest of the mimer is lost. V'mimechibas ha-kodesh, but because of the love for holy things, lo ratzinu lahashmid, we didn't want to leave it out. So just to give a little more elaboration of that, which I'll take from the Tanya, is that the idea of a person who's iskafia, in that madrega, is this idea that not to think, well, you know what, if I'm still in the midst of this battle, that means then, you know, I've had no victory. If I'm still fighting the same Messiah. Balatanya said that's not the case. It's because it's always a new thing. It might appear like the same Mahama, but it's just another extension of that same battle. And you may have won yesterday, and now it appears to be the same one, but it's not. It's the same theme, but it's not a particular path of that theme. He says, keep going. Just fight it, overcome it. You'll have the same thing the next day and the next day, etc. But that's Iskafi, is overcoming those drives that have not been transformed into Tov. And this he describes really in Tanya as really the avoda of most people. This is the avoda of most people. We're not going to get, a few people are going to get to the level of Ishapcha, where their drives are transformed. There's just a few. Most people are going to be in this realm. So it's most relevant to us. Bruce, you had a comment?
This is the Baal Tanya's idea of the Benoni, right? I mean,
yeah.
This is his whole...
Yeah, that's right. This is the avoda of the Beinoni. To be in this battle, not to expect not to be, he even says, because it's only for tzaddikim kedoshim not to be, and to take it and to go with it, and know this is what life is.
Yet, in practical purposes, if one can do this, we would look at Tulum as a tzaddik, because you don't know what's going on inside of him.
Well, we would say that.
He would appear to be a tzaddik,
right.
And maybe
he's
he
a tzaddik bedin. That means to say that in terms of the judgment on this person, he was just. He overcame. He did it. He's not a tzaddik in essence. But the Baal Tanya says that tzaddik in essence is the person who did the first thing. No more ra, gone. He's on to different things in his life. That's the real definition of tzaddik. We use the term tzaddik to describe somebody who's overcome,
right,
righteous,
like a righteous
like that.
Person.
Right.
Are these terms, iskafia, from the Zohar?
I don't know if they're from the Zohar. I know that it's brought down many times in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. And I don't know their original makor. If it's from Zohar or from Kisrei HaRizal, I don't know where they first appeared. Yaakov, did you have that talent before? Yeah. Jack? That's what he calls the tzaddik gomer.
Right, but they go through a process, the earlier process,
as I understand it, and I don't know that this is correct, that it is a process of going from one and then to the next, where you achieve this level of iskafia, and then if you're zoche, then you achieve the level of ishafa. It's true that there are certain tzaddikim that are kadosh mibeten, and they're born that way, and they have a whole different level of nisyonos than other people do, they still have plenty of nisyonos. And perhaps they don't experience that mofama as most people do. There is such a thing as that, a kadosh megazim. But, to my knowledge, there's also the idea that you worked your way up to ishafa. First ishafia, and then if you're zovet, to ishafa. Could be. He says that, you know, v'kulei hai v'ulai, the first thing word. You might do all of this avoda, and maybe.
Say it again.
All this, v'kulei hai, v'ulai. And maybe.
Perhaps.
V'kulei hai v'ulai?
Where is the next?
The I or yeah,
high? Yaakov, I forgot the original context for it. If you can do all that and then maybe you will be zoched. I thought he was talking about something in Yerushalayim or not, but I don't recall.
Yeah.
Because he's already there.
Let me ask first, do you have any more insights that you would give us?
I'm sorry, you just said anything. I'm going to be quiet.
I understand.
Okay,
that's
maybe, yeah. That's your call.